You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. We're starting a new series today. It's called 18 in the Bay, about what it's like to grow up in the Bay Area. This spring, KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs teamed up with a class of high school seniors and Matter, the flagship magazine on Medium.com. Over the course of several weeks, students shared stories about where they grew up, how they navigate high school, their struggles and fears, hopes and dreams, and the experiences that shaped who they are today. All this week, we'll be sharing their perspectives. We're going to hear now from a student who struggled with depression during high school and about the event that helped him to start to heal. And please note, we will not be using the student's name to protect his privacy.
High school is a really weird transitional period in life. It's just you don't understand yourself and you don't really get what you want to do in life until you actually start hitting senior year and things start hitting the fan. Once you start applying for college and once you start actually looking over finances and what you need to do in order to apply to these schools, the requirements, how heavy it is, that's when it really starts hitting you. That's when you really start saying, damn, I'm gonna be an adult one day, and this is just the beginning of it. During this year, and I've kind of suffered with it before, I really got really bad depression. I didn't want to seek help for it. I didn't want to get attention for it. I just didn't want anybody to know about it. Over time, just slowly, I just didn't want to get up in the mornings. I didn't want to come to school. I didn't want to deal with everybody, not schoolwork, not teachers. I just wanted to stay home. I just wanted to be by myself. You feel empty or numb to it. It's just, you don't realize that you're going through it, I guess. It's just something that you just wake up with, I guess. I don't know how else to explain it. Like I said, I didn't tell my mom, I didn't tell my parents, I didn't want to tell anybody. But she definitely picked up on it. She was like, oh, how come you don't want to go to school anymore? And I was like, oh, I'm just sick, you know, I've been throwing up, I have a fever, stuff like that. And she would just kind of shake it off, but deep down inside, I knew she knew it. It wasn't until it got really serious at one point, about a month ago or more, about a month and a half. I was sleeping, and she had just got home from work about 1 in the morning, and I was woken up by EMTs, and there was 3 EMTs, and I was sleeping on my couch, and they just walked in, and they were like, are you okay? Are you on any substances? Are you under the influence of anything? Do you want to kill yourself? Do you feel safe? And they just started asking me all these questions, and I was kind of dazed, and I was just like, no, I'm okay, I'm fine. I guess that's when it kind of hit me. I was like, what's happening? And she was like, I'm sorry. And I asked, why are you doing this? And she was like, I think it's for your own good. And that's when it kind of hit me that she does care, but I should have communicated better, because that night I ended up spending the night at the psych ward in General Hospital. I just remember one of the nurses saying, do you take any medication and stuff like that? After a while, she saw that I couldn't sleep, and so she came with medication. But it was a half of a brown pill and a little small white pill. And so I ended up taking the pill. I just remember after that, the next morning, I just felt cloudy. I was just really, I don't know if you've ever seen One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. When they give them the medication, they're always lost, or they seem kind of just not there completely. That's how I felt. That experience was kind of weird, I guess. It was it's definitely the weirdest experience I've had. When I talked to my mom about it the next day, when I got home, she just said that she was worried about me and she didn't know what else to do. It was just something that I was embarrassed, I guess, of it. I didn't want to talk to anybody about it. I've learned that it's okay to be stressed, because I used to be a perfectionist. I was just I cannot fail at anything. I have to be straightforward with everything. But in reality, I guess no one is perfect. So realizing and accepting the fact that I was able to be weak and able to fail, that made me stronger as a person.